Ralph Waldo Emerson once said, "Coffee is good for talent, but genius wants prayer." Well, that's funny, because when I finish morning prayers, I do want coffee, and what little genius I have tells me to choose Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and bagged by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to MikeChurch.com/coffee. That's MikeChurch.com/coffee, or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacy Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, August 10th, 2020. I'm Stacy Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Founding Father Films Publishing, featuring rare essential works like Humility of Heart and Life of Washington, put back into print and edited by Mike Church, available exclusively at mikechurch.com/books. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump announces payroll cuts, but it won't affect Social Security. Catholic schools are shutting down with no end in sight. And hundreds of Americans marched from West Hollywood to Beverly Hills on Saturday to show their love for the country. President Trump said Sunday his plans to order payroll tax cuts via an executive order could be permanent and it will have no impact on Social Security benefits. Speaking to reporters before boarding Marine One, Trump said his sweeping proposal to boost the economy through the cuts amid the coronavirus crisis would in no way affect the longstanding federal program. This will have no impact on Social Security, Trump said, adding the program would be replenished by the general fund. We protect Social Security. Trump, who said last week he may order the payroll tax cut to boost worker wages after widespread salary cuts, added the cuts may be permanent, but he didn't elaborate. Even though more than half the people in Sturgis, South Dakota wanted the famed motorcycle rally postponed, the 10-day event kicked off as scheduled Friday with 250,000 defiant bikers revving into town. Masks were encouraged but not required during the iconic festival, drew about 500,000 people in previous years, and the incoming revelers won't have to quarantine, even if they're from a virus hotspot. "Screw COVID," read the design on one t-shirt being hawked. "I went to Sturgis." Bruce Labsaba, who is 66, rode in from North Carolina for the rally. He wasn't wearing a mask Friday, and he told the New York Times he wasn't worried about catching the virus. Though 62% of Sturgis residents wanted to postpone the rally, it went on as planned because of pressure from local businesses. They clean up every year at this time. Sturgis City Manager Daniel Ainsley said that the city received a letter sent by attorneys for an outside business threatening litigation if the rally was canceled. On the first anniversary of the death of accused sexual predator Jeffrey Epstein in a Manhattan, New York City jail cell, his brother Mark Epstein has boldly claimed that the official word that he committed suicide in jail is hogwash, and that the shadowy financier is in fact a murder victim. He was charged with sex trafficking only to be found dead in his federal jail cell on August 10th of that year. An inquest led federal authorities to conclude that he had committed suicide by hanging himself. And yet, conspiracy theories have abounded ever since that he was murdered, perhaps on behalf of the wealthy and powerful people whom he befriended and of whom he may have retained blackmail videos of their own sordid and criminal sexual escapades. Mark Epstein, 66, a New York City real estate executive, is one such theorist when it comes to Jeffrey's death. He claims that key evidence that would have rejected suicide as a determined cause of death in favor of murder was destroyed following the notorious pervert's shocking demise a year ago. Coming up, our saint of the day, he's one of those whose martyrdom made a deep and lasting impression on the early church. Quote of the day, "Grace is nothing else but a certain beginning of glory within us." St. Thomas Aquinas. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow! Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag, fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Our saint of the day is St. Lawrence. The esteem in which the church holds Lawrence is seen in the fact that today's celebration ranks as a feast. We know very little about his life. He's one of those whose martyrdom made a deep and lasting impression on the early church. Celebration of his feast day spread rapidly. He was a Roman deacon. 4 days after a pope was put to death, Lawrence and four clerics suffered martyrdom, probably during the persecution of the Emperor Valerian. A well-known legend has persisted from earliest times. As deacon in Rome, Lawrence was charged with the responsibility for the material goods of the church and the distribution of alms to the poor. When Lawrence knew he would be arrested like the pope, he sought out the poor, widows, and orphans of Rome and gave them all the money he had on hand, selling even the sacred vessels of the altar to increase the sum. When the prefect of Rome heard of this, he imagined that the Christians must have considerable treasure. He sent for Lawrence and said, "You Christians say we are cruel to you, but that's not what I have in mind. I'm told that your priests offer in gold, that the sacred blood is received in silver cups, that you have golden candlesticks at your evening services. Now your doctrine says you must render to Caesar what is his. Bring these treasures. The emperor needs them to maintain his forces. God does not cause money to be counted. He brought none of it into the world with him, only words. Give me the money, therefore, and be rich in words." Lawrence replied that the church was indeed rich. "I'll show you a valuable part, but give me time to set everything in order and make an inventory." After 3 days, he gathered a great number of blind, lame, maimed, leprous, orphaned, and widowed persons and put them in rows. When the prefect arrived, Lawrence simply said, "These are the treasures of the church." The prefect was so angry, he told Lawrence that he would indeed have his wish to die, but it would be by inches. He had a great gridiron prepared with coals beneath it and had Lawrence's body placed on it. After the martyr had suffered the pain for a long time, the legend concludes he made his famous cheerful remark, "It's well done. Turn me over." As the new academic year arrives, school systems across the United States are struggling to cope with the COVID-19 pandemic. Roman Catholic educators have an extra challenge trying to forestall a relentless wave of closures of their schools that seems to have no end in sight. Already this year, financial and enrollment problems aggravated by the pandemic have forced the permanent closure of more than 140 Catholic schools nationwide. Because of economic loss and uncertainty, many families are confronting the wrenching decision to pull their kids out of Catholic schools, said the New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan, Boston Cardinal Sean O'Malley, and Los Angeles Archbishop Jose Gomez, who's president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. The Walk Away campaign organized an event Saturday to show their love for the country and to show the radical left that they do not own America's streets and that our country is filled with kind, loving, big-hearted Americans of every race, religion, background, and creed, according to the website. The group marched from West Hollywood to Beverly Hills. They gathered about 1 in the afternoon, quickly grew from about 200 to 400 people by 2 o'clock. This according to CBS Los Angeles. Campaign founder Brandon Straka wrote on Facebook, "What we did in Los Angeles earlier was astounding today, historical, epic. I have much to say about it. It was absolutely revolutionary." Actor Scott Baio also addressed the crowd, said he loved America, wanted to save it because I love that we're a God-fearing nation. And in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, a group came together to organize a Back the Blue rally to show support for law enforcement Saturday. There was a generous turnout at the rally. People lined the streets near the law enforcement center in Sioux Falls. They waved American flags and other flags showing support for law enforcement. People were holding signs that read, "Defend the police and we back the blue." It could be seen along the streets. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.